Each day as we pray the Lord's Prayer, we ask, Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. In so doing, we confess that we are sinful, that our only hope is in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who bore the guilt of our sin. We are forgiven for his sake, and are free to respond to the Father's mercy by showing mercy. Jesus explained what Christian mercy is as he taught his disciples. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Because we are forgiven by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone, we dare not judge others as if we are superior and more righteous than they. The wages of sin is death, and we do not want to see anyone suffer eternal condemnation. Thus we seek to help our neighbor avoid those things which are harmful. We encourage them to repent and turn in faith to Christ. Before we speak of our neighbor's sin, we confess before God and each other that we also have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We approach our neighbor as their equal and ask them to help us in our own struggles with sin. By holding each other accountable, we look first to God's mercy and grace, then we encourage each other in our daily struggles. When we forgive and help our neighbor, we do so with love, respect, and mercy, for we also need the same forgiveness, love, and respect. We forgive as we are forgiven, without conditions, without condemnation. May our Lord grant us strength to reflect his love to our neighbor. Amen.